I'll talk about the tree of life. I'm going to exhort this today, the things that I've learned over time that are very effective. I don't want to just say this in a regular way. I just don't really get sick anymore. I don't live in pain. And I attribute this to the tree of life. Doesn't mean I'll have a sniffle every once in a while. I'm not subject to certain things, and I understand why. And if I can convey this, this will help you tremendously when you're partaking of the tree of life. Daily. Those who do it understand it. It's awesome. We'll do this today in prayer as an example. It doesn't take a long time to do this, but it takes quality time. But the benefits of it, especially now, because our country had such a glorious covering over it for so long that we lived under an amazing open heaven. And because of certain things going on politically, financially, there has been a breach. And these things, some of these things are orchestrated by man, very evil men. Some of these orchestrated, all of it's orchestrated by the enemy. But there's open viruses in our nation. Some it's being outblown for political purposes, but it's still real. There's open things going on you can't just turn and shake the head at. If you get sick all the time, there's a reason why you're getting sick all the time. And if you're subject, you can close the door, but you got to learn how to close the door. The first thing we need to know is there are two parts to the tree of life. The first part is done in the Jordan, and it's a very, very important part of how this works. When we go down in the Jordan, we are effectively operating in faith. We're doing something there that the Lord has already done. Doing something or enforcing an operation that's already been done. When you were born again, you died. It wasn't just your spirit that died. Your spirit, your soul, and your body legally died to an old order. I'm going to show that to you. When it died to an old order, your spirit was raised all the way up into a new order. Isn't that glorious? I mean, you are a bona fide son of the living God with inherited rights and inherited rights to operate in heavenly realms. You could not have done that without the new order. Your soul actually was also died, was also raised legally, and your body died. That's why in Romans 8 he said the body is dead because of sin. He declared it dead, and he actually positioned it when he said you were crucified with Christ. You are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, yet not I, but I live by the faith of the Son of God. And it says in Romans 6 that your body was buried in baptism. Your old man, actually, not just your body, all of your old man. And your old man was planted together in the likeness of his death. The reason we use the Jordan is because that's where the Lord did it. Before he introduced the new covenant, when he went into the Jordan that day with John, John didn't sprinkle water on him. John submerged him into a legal death. He had to do it. He goes, you must fulfill righteousness because I have to pronounce a new covenant. And to do that, I have to operate in that covenant as if the cross had already happened. So today the cross is going to happen. Today I'm going to die. Today I'm going to be buried. And today I'm going to be raised. And the Father confirmed this when he came out from the waters. He legally died that day. If that day he was bound to the cross. He bound himself to the cross that day. But legally, God, he authorized that event in the Jordan as the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. And when he came out, the Holy Spirit came upon him. The Father pronounced the new covenant. This is my beloved new heir. And who I'm well pleased. It's like he's the one raised from the dead as far as the Father's concerned. Now, they still had to do the work of the cross, death, burial, and resurrection, but that day it was finished. That's why he could legally introduce a new covenant. And so, when we died legally, our spirit went up. Now, I wish that he would have went ahead and taken our body up too, amen? Then we wouldn't have to deal with so many issues that we have. But he couldn't do that because if he legally resurrected your body, then what would happen? You would be legally escorted out of the earth. It's your body that gives you the authority to work in the earth. And he can't glorify it to the degree that he completely removes death, but he already purchased a new body for you. You're going to get it automatically once you get to heaven. You're going to have a glorified body. We get to walk with a glorified body that does not receive and operate with a sin nature. But what he did do, he gave us the positional truth. And that's why he said, you're buried with baptism, planted together in the likeness of your death. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And let me show this to you, because this is the way the Lord showed this to me a while back. The first thing he needed to show that he's in full ownership of your body. Even though your body has stuff working in it, that's the old. See, you have to execute that positional truth by faith. Say faith. Faith has to be executed. If you don't, that stuff will dwell there. It's an illegal inhabitant. That's why he said when you go in the promised land, there's certain things God gave them freely. And the other things he said, you got to drive them out. I'll give you the land. You drive the inheritance out. So he gave us certain things. How many when you're born again just got completely delivered to something automatically? And then other things you have to get. You have to work with him. You have to drive it out. Some things get free. Some things you got to work with God with. That's the way it is with everybody. Everyone deals in different issues. They have different things that go on according to they were raised and all that. So watch this in 1 Corinthians 6, the first half of verse 13. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. And the Lord is for the body. Watch this. God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Right? Now you know that your bodies are members of Christ. Your body is a legitimate member of his body now. He purchased it and he made your body a part of his body. We are the body of Christ and he purchased your body as the temple of the living God, as a legitimate member of Christ now, which means that he legally purchased it out from the dead. Your body is no longer dead. Amen. And he said, and shall I take the member of Christ and join it to a harlot? Shall I join it to sin? Look at this. If sin had a legal right to operate in our body, he would say, shall I do this? See, he goes, well, I take what belongs to God that's been freed from it. See, you've been freed legally from sin. In God's eyes, he freed your body. But you've got to enforce that. And so am I going to take it and rejoin it to sin? You're doing that by choice. Or you're doing because you're getting overpowered because your faith is not overpowering and sin is overpowering. But it's still by choice because sin, Romans 6, has no dominion. But it will have dominion if you sow to it. It will have dominion if you don't do anything. It'll grow. You have to be in a constant state of faith with all of this. Amen? He goes, do you not know that we're joined to harlot as one body, but we're joined to the Lord in one spirit, spirit to spirit. Now it says, flee fornication, every sin that a man doeth without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Do you not know your body is the temple, say the temple, of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. You have of God, and you're not your own. For you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which what? Your body's God and your spirit. He classifies as your body right next to your spirit. They both belong to God in his eyes. He purchased it. So what God did legally is he broke, not only did you die, but he broke the law of sin and death from which your body was conceived. Your body is conceived under an earth-cursed-based system called the law of sin and death. Death passed upon all men, all had sinned. Everybody was born with that. Some people were born in a godly family. They're loved, they're nurtured, and everything's good. Some, like us, weren't. And you're not nurtured, you're not loved, and there's dysfunction. And that dysfunction can get up into your body and all kinds of manner of things that happen. And you got to get those out, right? Because you're only so long you got to walk in the realm of the glory. And God's not going to deal with that stuff. Amen? He's pretty merciful with everything. He's extremely merciful. But what he needs is his every man ought to know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. God sanctifies you wholly, spirit, soul, and body. You see, he's always including this. And he also says in Romans 8, he says, and God will quicken, say quicken, your mortal body. That is actually, you get quickened with resurrection life. Your body can receive spiritual things. Your body can receive heavenly things. It can receive quickening. It can receive from the tree of life. But the big key here is utilizing your faith to separate that law, to separate that umbilical cord. That's what we do in the Jordan. When we go down to the Jordan, we're presenting their body. See, I see that umbilical cord separating. So much so that you don't have to do this, but I do this. I don't even declare that I'm a part of the Atkinson household anymore. I'm probably going to change my last name. I'm really, truly, my last name is Obison now. Now, I'm not telling people to do that. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm just saying that that's how deep it gets. Because I don't belong to that order. I really don't. So I don't want to be associated with that order, because not much came out of that order but a birth. Amen? There's more disorder than order. It's the way it is. But in the new birth, I got all kinds of rights. I got all kinds of inheritance. But I need that umbilical cord because things travel through it. And when you get connected, see your body, you'll get it disconnected. You'll go reconnect. The world loves to connect you and interface with you. The world wants to interface with your soul, interface with your body. And your body's attracted to things of the world system because it was born out of it. So you constantly have to undergo a sanctification with your body. Your spirit's not like that. It's in the God class. Amen? But your body kind of gets drawn this way and drawn that way. And so what we do in the Jordan is we're presenting. What happens is when you're in the Jordan, that's what you're after. The main thing is you're putting off, taking off, and presenting that body. It cut, said the axe is laid at the root of the tree. Well, there's a big old root down there, and every time the axe is laid through, I want to address that umbilical cord. I want to address that old birth. I want to address, because that's where sin derives its power. And that's where also sickness and disease and the curse moves through. It moves through illegally because we have not enforced what God has already said was truth. And if we don't enforce it, it won't get enforced. Some of you got a Mary Poppins kind of thing going on. That you are just perfect all the time. You walk around with your umbrella and everything's beautiful all the time. I mean, squeaky clean. But still don't matter. It doesn't mean it's not there. But in other people, they struggle in areas. They feel things. Because they grew up in a different realm. They didn't weren't able to control certain appetites. But God has given us an authority. But we have to execute that authority. And if you're executing the authority, cutting that umbilical cord by faith every day, the key is we want to free that body from the everything that's old. We want to get it into Christ. We want to free it from the old. We want the separation of all that is old. We want to bury the old man, and we want to present it new. Amen? That's why we go through the righteousness, the whole thing. Man, the more you get in the glory, you got to have it all. The enemy gets intense. Man, the higher you go, the deeper you get, the more glorious it is, the more intense he is. But God has a solution to put him down, but boy, you got to listen to him. You got to stay. It's a very narrow, narrow path, and you open a door and the heel will rend you. Ooh. So anyway, you got to put that stuff down. Now, once we do that, that is what the Jordan's about. You can do that with your soul. You can do it especially with the body. I want to get that point. So when I get to the tree of life, part two. When I'm presenting in the tree of life, I'm presenting this body freed from the dead. I'm presenting it freed from the bloodline, freed from the umbilical cord. I'm presenting it for quickening. I'm presenting it to receive. I'm presenting it as a purchased possession. I'm presenting it as a member of Christ. I'm presenting it as owned by God. I'm presenting it freed, and I see it freed. That's still part of the thing. You got to see it just also the way you say it. But that's what causes a interaction, especially with the leaves of the tree, because the leaves of the tree are the healing of the nations, and they grow fruit every month. They never wither. Now, I always see those leaves are like green to me, but they're overlaid in this frosted white glory. I don't care how you see it. That's the way I see it. And I see them wrapping around me, and I receive that medicine. I receive it in my countenance. I receive it in my bones. I receive it in my immune system. And I go through this process of receiving of the tree of life. But if that umbilical cord's still there, it's working against everything you're doing. But you can get that thing cut off, and sometimes faith takes time sometime. I was listening to Charles Caps the other day. He's an old faith teacher. He went on to be with the Lord, but he said, man, he goes, people think you're going to get this in 15 minutes. They got to get in there because you're restructuring everything to a brand new culture, a new operation, a new kingdom. You got to get everything out of the old and everything into the new. It's going to take your mouth. It's going to take the eye of your heart. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take willingness. A lot of people are like, well, what's the use? Well, in today's time, the stuff has changed out there. The playing field has changed out there. And because it's changed out there, we have to walk around covered. We have to walk around clothed. We have to walk in around, and we can't be subject to these things. Amen? But God will give us the essence of divine life. He'll give us divine health. And we can walk in divine health, and we don't have to walk in pain, and we don't have to walk in infirmity, but it does take faith. The hardest thing ever I've noticed is faith. To get people to actually exercise faith. Man, they love to hear it. They love the mysteries. But when it comes to the doing, man, it's difficult. Do you see multitudes in here? They want it free. But it doesn't work that way. It's the way God designed it. The just shall live by faith. But here's the deal. Because everyone I know that walks in the realm of faith, it gets easier. You get better at it. You get more skilled with it. You get authority in these areas. There's an anointing for it. It's something you do on a daily basis. It is a part of a daily routine that you do every day. And actually, you feel awesome when you do it. You feel glorious when you do it. Amen? But when you don't do it, you can start affecting. Because once you start living in this quality of life, man, you don't want the other. It doesn't take long to do all this. It really doesn't. But it does take concerted discipline and focus. But today's time and hour, when people are starting to die around you, and people are getting sick everywhere, you have to see that there's something you have to change in the way you're doing on a daily basis. But if you do this on a daily basis, you can walk free. Not only this, you'll have confidence, you know God is your shield. He is shielding you from the world. He is shielding you from infirmity. He is shielding, and an enemy does not have authority to move it up your bloodline because you cut it off in the Jordan. And when you cut him off, that sickness doesn't get to move out. So you got to cut him off in every area. The enemy can only attack you legally. He does not move illegally. He can't. He has to have a legal entrance. You got to give it to him. Or there's got to be an open door. But when you seal the doors, close the doors, and you have a barrier around you, all the great men and women of God always, always understood that they can't do this. They have to have a shield around them. And if that shield gets breached and you get rended, oof. So you keep the shield. And once you learn to do that on a daily basis, you can walk whole. You can walk full. Cody, why don't you come and share what happened with you when you'd quit doing that for a while and you started feeling that and you immediately, yeah.
So it was like a point where I didn't do the Tree of Life for like a week and a half. It was right after the wedding, right after the honeymoon we come back. And I started getting pain in my body. I started actually getting sick. And I said, no, I'm not going to do this. And I started cutting that cord and severing that cord in the Jordan and then presenting my body into life. And it literally left at the end of the day. And I haven't been sick in like a year and a half.
Amen. That's awesome. And get the things out of your mouth like it's going around. You don't repeat stuff like that. Well, you know, it's going around. Don't talk like that. Don't give voice to things like you are not subject to the world system. from anything the Lord's teaching us, we're free from it. But you have to execute constant freedom because he's constantly trying to attach you. And there's times you'll miss it. There's times it'll happen. But just get back on the train. Amen. But as you will exercise your authority in the Jordan, cutting off the umbilical cord, presenting your body free by faith, freed from the world, I present myself as a son of God, spirit, soul, and body, sanctified, holy. And I present it in the tree of life, and I receive from that position. It works. Say it works. I keep telling people, I said, you got to do the tree of life. Got to do it all the time. It works. So, first thing you want to do is repent of any open doors, and then start the exercise of authority in the Jordan. It's part of the routine we go through anyway, taking off the old man. We just present that biblical cord for the severance. Amen. We cut that thing off. You see the axe being laid at it. As you exercise your faith, you'll get strong. Your body will get strong. Your body can handle. You get the anointing walking in your body. When the anointing is working in your body, you get supernatural. You can withstand the wiles of the enemy. You can stand up against him. Amen. This is part of the rodeo, my friends. It's part of the show. Hey, ho, start the show. This is part of it. You don't get to walk out into the future. I mean, people are going to get prepared for what's coming, or they're going to get rended because we don't get to, God is with us and for us, but we got to be with him. And we got to be shielded, and we have to have all that he has for us. I remember Kevin said, and I'll close with this so we can pray. Ask the Lord. He goes, what's up with Psalms 91? He had this conversation with him when he was in his presence, when he appeared to him. He goes, you promise all this. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. 1,000 will die our right hand, 10,000 our left, but won't come nigh. But how come your people are all constantly subject to infirmity and sickness? He goes, because they're not meeting my condition. That's what he told him in person. He said, they're not abiding with me. And when this comes, they try to use this verse, but it doesn't work for them because they weren't positioned in me in the first place. But if they will properly position themselves in me, I will become their exceeding shield, and I will keep them from infirmity. And it's kind of awesome not to live in infirmity. It's kind of awesome to live free of all these things. And this thing, I don't care if it's man-made, demonically made, it doesn't matter. It's not subject. My body is not subject because I don't belong to that system unless I give it authority. And if I do something stupid and give it authority, I can do something stupid in the soul and open a door for the enemy to rend me in my body. You can't be stupid. Amen. We can't. He said he'll give his angels charge of you lest you dash your foot against a stone. If you stumble around. So what God does is because he's merciful. Say merciful. He loves us. He's for us. He wants the best for us. Man, I'll tell you the key to walking in the blessing and the glory of God in this hour. It's not like it used to be. I mean, it used to be you just walk in this country and be blessed. There's such a liberty. But you see the stuff is pervading darkness everywhere. It's unbelievable the violence people are coming out with right now. I mean, there are people that want total chaos in high places in this country. They want a total chaotic country. But the key is, my friends, we have to step up our game. We have to walk in a realm with God. And I'm telling you this, if you learn to do this, just make it a part of your routine. These things don't take 45 minutes to an hour. Can you not pray an hour? I do other things that take longer, but you don't have to do all that. If you did these first parts of it, it doesn't take more than 45 minutes to an hour to get yourself clothed. But getting people to give that part of their time is not easy to do. But now we're going to run out of choices here soon. You're going to have to get on God's side and get up in his shield and get up in his high tower and stay in there. Now, I'll say this. The people who do this, They love the shield. They love the freedom. They love the liberty. They love. And so they don't like anything like that. They don't like the feeling of being unclothed or uncovered or unshielded. And so they don't like getting rended. People who live in the high places, they don't like getting rended. So they will do. They already know what to do. So they just discipline themselves to stay there. It's easier if you do it every day. It gets very easy to do. If you don't do it every day, it gets very difficult because your eye of your heart gets convoluted. The atmosphere convolutes your body. It convolutes your soul. So you're trying to move by faith in the realms you can't see. You're disoriented. You're out of touch. Your faith has gone low and you can't move the way you moved before. And so we get exercise in this. We learn how to stay in the realms. Amen. But God is going to protect us. He is a protector. Amen. Boy, when he's on you, he said, you will not mess with them. Back on out. He is our protector. You got something, Victory?
God showed me. Yeah. So when I pray, this is what God showed me. He showed me the cylinder light all the way from the throne, from his throne, cover us, surrounding us with the light. Beautiful. That's the cover. That's the shield. That's what Pastor LaRue talking about. It's so important.
You see how she sees the shield? See, you're using your sanctified eye of the heart that moves into imagination with God and your words. That is how this works. If you're just using words and you're not seeing, you see the shield. I feel the shield. I'll feel this cloud of glory around me. I'll see this golden shield. Sometimes it's amber. Sometimes it's blue. I see this thing like a cylinder of glass around me. I want to know that I'm shielded. I want to know that I'm protected. I want to go out in that day knowing that I'm protected. Amen? Because you get in high places, you get target enemy number one. Even if you're not doing anything as far as the world thinks you're doing anything, because you're carrying something. David was more of a threat when he was running from Saul. The enemy chased him down day and night. Why? He took Goliath down. He knew what was in him. And though David was doing nothing, he had a kingdom inside of him. There was a king inside of him, and the enemy knew it. And he was trying to take him out over and over and over again. Man, did he wage a war against him. Took his wives, kids, I mean, everything. Twice, God delivered Saul into his hands, and he wouldn't take him. Saul wanting to kill him. Saul was one day his best friend, next day wanting to kill him. One day he's repenting, forgive me, the next day he's wanting to kill him again. That's the way wickedness is. One day they'll be your friend. The next day they want to throw a javelin at you. That's the way because they're given the wickedness. Man, David was constantly because of what's in him. That's what makes you a threat. But God has to train us in these realms. And we get trained to walk in the high places. Then God knows he can trust us. Amen. Amen. You got some?
My question is, if you've got something that you know has been generational, so do you just cut off that generational curse of whatever it is, like diabetes?
Yeah. Generational stuff. See, God broke the curse generationally, but generationally, if you don't execute the dominion of what we're talking about and cut those cords, those things move through the body because you let them move. So you have to say, no, first of all, I know mine hair right. My body's dead. I died with him in the Jordan. I was buried with him in baptism. This body was legally died. I died to the bloodline. I died to the generation. You speak to that. And today I bury you in the Jordan. I break all agreement with you. I break all agreement with the bloodline. I break all agreement with anything trying to come up through that line. And Father, I thank you for laying the axe at the root. Lay the axe at the root. I see this cord and I command. See, it's where the keys of the kingdom come in. Because he says, whatever you loose, I loose this thing. Sometimes you got to get a little bit stirred up. I loose this cord. I break these chains. I break it off of me. I do not wear it. And I do not acknowledge your right to move into my life. Now, you got to do that for a while. Because sometimes the first time you do it ain't going to work. But if you'll start doing and show God you mean business, that axe will come down and cut it off. And then you start presenting your body into newness of life, presenting it into healing, presenting it into virtue, presenting it in to the leaves of the tree. For constant medicine, I have heavenly medicine flowing in me. You have heavenly medicine flowing in you. Isn't that awesome? So you're breaking off. And as you do that, you exercise faith. It won't take long. You just got to do it every day. And once you get on it, your faith will grow. You'll get strong with it. You'll know that thing's cut off. Then you'll know you have dominion over it. Then you learn to take it off. Amen?
So like the Lord was just been speaking to me, like once we're exposed to this information, this revelation, it's almost like required of us to stay in these places because he's revealing that truth to you. So you have to do it. It's not an option. You have to do it every day. I mean, just to be encouraged, not like better do it, but it's worth it. Once you do it every day, you'll see the benefits. You'll start to see the shield. You'll start to experience the glory more often. You'll start to walk in it every day. And then you'll notice your leash gets this long. Yeah. So as soon as you, it's nope, right back in.
Yeah. You do get a shorter leash for sure. No doubt about it. That's one of those things that your chain gets jerked often.
Speaking of the disease, the inherited disease, you break it off. You agree with God and all that. But what if you know that it's not broken off yet? Do you still want to go to the Tree of Life and claim newness?
Yeah, for sure. You got to go by faith. Remember perambulation, see that I've given. So when I go in the Jordan and I don't feel the things have been unlocked, I can't wait for some supernatural. This is a great question. I can't wait for some supernatural thing that I feel that I'm freed. I'm just going to do it and do it until God releases me. Sometime I'll feel freedom. Sometime I'll feel a release. At that point, I'm bearing him by faith. And I'm going to move into the see that I have given mode. And whether I'm moving in faith that it is buried, I am freed, and I'm moving on the Tree of Life. When I go to Tree of Life, by faith, I present my body freed, even though I'm still feeling that thing. And you may even have it on you, but by faith, I see that it's been severed. I see that its legal right has been broken. I've already addressed that legal right. And so now by faith, I'm receiving. And sometimes you're receiving sheer by faith. You don't feel anything. But trust me, the feelings will come. You'll feel the oil. You'll feel the glory around you. But you gotta keep doing it until you get into that frequency. Amen. That's a great question. Because sometimes people are waiting. Well, I don't feel this has happened. Nothing's happened. So they go to the Tree of Life. They don't have any faith. You just got to go in there by faith. Go in there regardless of how you feel. Sometimes I do this completely by faith. But most of the time I do it because I'm in the liberty of it. It will all turn to liberty. God's mountain is liberty. Amen. It'll turn to liberty if you'll keep doing it. But the enemy will try to resist. He has this thing about him that he likes to hold on till the last moment. But now I'm going to say this because all this is more important right now than anything else. God allows your time to be tested. And the reason he's doing that is giving your faith time to build under adverse circumstances. Because when your faith builds under adverse circumstances, you'll get to the point where nothing will stand in your way. Your faith will grow above this. You'll feel the dominion. You'll feel the authority. You'll feel when you speak to this stuff. And you'll start moving mountains because your faith will grow. And then when you get it like that, don't ever lose it. Just keep it at that level because it's prime now. Things will start responding to your faith. So he's going to allow that time for it to grow. And that's the time people usually get disconnected. They run into a wall. They don't think it's working. They're not doing it enough. They haven't given it time enough to build, flourish, and multiply. And they don't get in that dominion factor with it. And so they let go of it. And then they go right back into where they were. And the enemy just has a heyday with people. Not everybody deals with infirmity, but some people get sick all the time. Are dealing with constant infirmity, those are the ones got to do Tree of Life. We really all need to because of this COVID stuff. I mean, you do have a certain political agenda with it, but it's still a very real plague right now, and people are dying of it. And so we don't need to be subject to that. Amen? Do you have a question? Yeah, that's a good question. Here's our question. So her question is, when we go in to cut off the umbilical cord, do we address other issues like cellular trauma, things like that? Yes. Address any issue that's being shown to you. See, when I do the umbilical cord, I see sin, sickness, and disease. I see dysfunction. I see all dysfunction that came out of the birth. So I'm addressing all of that that came out of my natural birth. I mean, my father, my real father, had me in a bar at 8 years old. Ordered me a beer at 8 years old. That's the way he was. Till his dying day, he just, you get open to that stuff very early, see. There's a lot of dysfunction that comes from that kind of upbringing and influence. So I see all of that. I'll address anything and everything you see in that umbilical cord, address it. Break agreement with it. Sever it. Break the agreement. I break the agreement. I break your right to exist in my body. I break your right to continue anymore in my soul. I sever the cord, lay the axe to the root. You are dead this day, buried with baptism. Sometimes I get aggressive. Sometimes you need to get aggressive. Sometimes it's real soft. Sometimes it's aggressive. Amen? But I love the freedom. And anybody who does this consistently loves the freedom because they know the difference. They like being on top of the circumstance. I don't like being in the middle of a circumstance I don't have any control over. I like being with the Lord. He's in control, and I'm on top of this thing. I like the advantage and the edge that faith gives. How many know what I'm talking about? You get the advantage, you get the edge, you get top of your game. If you do that, all you got to do is protect it at that point. Get it to that level and then protect it. Keep it. And it'll make it, God will make it easier for you, not more difficult. The most difficult part is getting up there. Amen? I always like to do the righteousness part because that's breaking every legal right the enemy has. That's another part because those are legal rights in the soul realm that he wants to accuse you. If he's got an open accusation against you, he's got an open door. Those accusations, whether you're right or wrong, have to be closed off. You got to close them. And that's what you do in the righteousness. Amen? More the enemy, his skill, but his skill is to bind you to this earth system. Unknowingly or knowingly, he wants you bound to this system because it's the only thing he has to work with. But God has done something awesome with us. He's given us access and liberation from the systems of this world. So the time we come back to the world, we're in a state of dominion and we can address it in a state of dominion. Well, you let him get bound up in this world, man, this is his specialty down here. So you got to stay freed of it. Amen.
Into the tree of life, and in the spirit I saw the leaves.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And oh my gosh, it beautiful. Yeah. And all of a sudden my body had just a warm and so the next day I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, why did they want to do surgery on you?
Wow.
And I was like, well, because they said my thyroid was, you know, out of joint, out of place. Well, she's like, but I don't feel anything. And I was like, I told Cheryl, I'm like, God, thank you.
Let's give God glory. She got a direct healing. Listen, that's the highest level of healing there is. If you can get healed by your faith alone, that's the highest order of healing there is. It's the higher than getting healed with somebody else because you know what made that work and you know how to stay. And then so now you're going to walk into divine health. Amen. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. So great questions today. Great interaction.
When it comes to the generational situations, the rights that the enemy has are only assumed rights because his legal rights were broken at the cross.
He'll assume that until you tell him different, because you have to execute that authority.